morning there, Papa Joe.
Afternoon, I guess. Hey, how you doing over there, Chief?
My DMV spectacle for now, at least Chief, is over. And I thought it was going to be arduous to go into the DMV and get renewed and all that. That was the easiest part about it. Walked right up, you know, wrote my check, did my thing, got right on out of there. No sweat. No big deal. Which isn't that how it always works in life? It's like, in this process, you think that what is historically going to be bad, knowing that everything leading up to that was bad, but thinking that the end's going to be as bad as it always has been, but it's not. It's actually the easier part of it. It's kind of cool. Yeah, I was just thinking, it's been nice to have wood out back of our house this winter. Something very comforting and calm and all that, which leads me to think, I thought that the whole idea of like wood and rations were going to go crazy because of the economy and everything that's been kind of going to hell. And I guess it always is in its own way. You used to get water and load up on guns and stuff. But it's interesting how people freak out what they do and what they hoard and how they hoard it. It's like, you know what? It's like the other side, which you're mingling with right now, that we can't comprehend. There's just no way that we as humans and Americans especially can even conceptualize what kind of plans are being unearthed and are being hatched and tossed around and concocted like an Illuminati kind of thing. This isn't some big grand conspiracy. This is keeping the masses under control, especially American masses. I mean, we are just like the fucking King Dolts of the fucking block. Our degeneration of intellect and logic and anything that's collectively, I'm saying collectively because there's shitloads of individuals that were hot shit in this country that are capable, culpable, intelligent, brilliant, all that, genius. But collectively, we just turn into a slobby pile of nonsense. That's kind of embarrassing. But you know what? That embarrassment part, a good part of that, is going to end. That fucking asshole Bush, man. You should have seen this thing last night. The Daily Show had this montage of Bush and his answers. It was his final press conference. And he was answering all of these charges of, you know, he didn't do what he should have done. Didn't do Katrina right. Didn't execute the wars correctly. Shouldn't have done the mission accomplished bullshit, whatever. This was the most fucked up thing. And this epitomizes his logic. And his logic is illogical because he's a fucking dumbo. All right, this is what he said. They were like, someone asked him about Katrina. What happened? What's the story? How did it get fucked up? This was his response. Well, the reason why we didn't come in there with Air Force One and land and say Baton Rouge is because we were going to have to take all these cops and these officers away from what they were doing. And look what would have happened then. Then everybody would have been looting more and it would have been chaos. And we needed the cops where they needed to be. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You dumb white motherfucker. You're going to tell all these fucking devastated people that are still reeling from one of the worst disasters in American history that you want to land your fucking stupid motherfucking plane in Baton fucking Rouge. Please. What we want is fucking aid and comfort from fucking unmarked ships and unmarked fucking helicopters and unmarked motherfucking planes. No one wants you anywhere, Bush. We wanted aid at that time. And your answer is idiotic because your entire presidency has been a failed, idiotic romp through bullshit. And I'll tell you what, another thing that's very interesting is that Bush has a run for his money because that Sarah Palin is one of the most fucking cracked over, fucked up human beings I have ever seen in an interview or ever even thought that our society would pay slight credence to. But it's a testament to the idiocy that is birthed and manipulated and multiplied on a regular basis in this country. I know it sounds negative and cynical and fucking whatever it is, but you know what? The older I get, the less tolerance I have for fucking flat out jam up, head up their ass idiots like Sarah Palin, George fucking Bush, Sean Hannity, Mike Savage, and that horrible, terrible woman, Ann Coulter. She needs to get invited to NASA for like a lunch one day. And like six of those fucking crazy motherfuckers in NASA need to tape her ass up, jam her into a lunar capsule, and shoot her fucking ass straight off of this planet. No one needs to have anything to fucking do with that gal. At fucking all. Well, hey, I tell you what, they're doing a bunch of construction over here by the Gebauer. They're going to have ramps and interchanges and all that nonsense. And should be good times. But anyway, I have my little rant there. Little talk about how it's all going. Talk to mom. She's doing good. She's holding strong. As I mentioned before, it's really cool to see how good she's bonding with Anthony, Farrell, and the kids. And, you know, she's having a cast with it. So, all right, man. All right there, champion. Good luck there on the other side. Float, flip, flop. And keep on smiling, man, because I'm sure you are.